We are going to go back. I know it's a dangerous thing to do this week, but we're going to go back anyway so we can follow the story in its entirety. Right across from Amar Rav Huna. We're going to go back to Shohu Levi Be'Rav Lushmu. Paytest Amid Beis. B, paytest B, I would guess two, but I'm not sure. Three, okay. Chokulei Rabbi Rav Lishmu. I don't know where you are. That's where I am. After Amar Rabbi Rabbi, right? Chokulei Rabbi Rav Lishmu. They sent from the yeshiva of Rav Lishmu the following shaila. We started this yesterday. We're gonna start it again today. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, teach us, Rabbi. Yatzav Lakom Merishin. A call went up that said Shimon was Makanisher. Ubaachav Vekitchu Kedushei Taira. Then Levi came and made Kedushin. He actually did Kedushin in front of Adam. No coil, nothing. Adam here is saying, Levi did Kedushin. Mahu, what do we do? What do we do? The coil says she married Shimon. Levi made Kedushin. What do we do? Ama shaluch lutetze, break up the marriage. Separate them. Vamidu adav rabuya, and then investigate. Now, this coil had a basis. If it didn't have a basis, we would ignore it. Obviously, the coil came with a basis that Shimon married Shifra. Shimon married Shpinza. Then we saw Levi marrying Shpinza. It's a marriage that happened after the coil. So Shmuel said, break it up and investigate. Now, we want to figure out, what is Shmuel going to gain by this investigation? What will be accomplished by this investigation? What is he going to find out? Zok to Gemara, Elay Vanyunia, let me know. Fred to Gemara, my, what is he gaining? Elay Vanyunia, Milsadi Kedusha Kamalav Kedusha Maoyuninu, Mavetli Nikola. Is it that if we search back and we check out the facts from the person who heard, and we get to the start and found out that the rumor is really not true, and therefore we would say she can stay with her second husband, Levi, who is really her first husband? When I saw after the shmul, he believed about the color. In our door, they didn't do this. Once the coil had a basis, we never pulled the rug out from under the coil. Even if we found that it wasn't true, we wouldn't let her stay with Levi. It was a coil that she married Shimon. It was a coil with a basis. And even though we now found out that the coil was wrong, we're not about to call her. Shmul City, not door. Ella, you know what they did the investigation? The Megalia bills to the Kedusha Kamba Kedusha Ma'alyaninu. If we find out that the rumor is true, meaning we not only is a rumor with a basis, but we tracked down Adam that saw it. So now it's a Vadai, it's much more than a rumor. Let's see if we get Mishani. We wouldn't need a get from Levi. She was married to Shimon. Not just a Kael. It's reality. And therefore, that's what we would gain. To Levi, she's not staying married. She might as well tell Levi, have a nice day. He's not getting stay married to her. There was a substantiated call. Not a substantiated, a basis, a call with a basis. And that's enough that Levi can't stay married to her. And even if we investigate and find that it's not true, I'm sorry, Levi, we're not about to call her. But if we find out that it was true, then there's no reason for Levi to give her a get. She was a married lady.
What if they run to a different city where they do investigate?
Again, we can only do what we can do. You know, if we get the NKVD here, I don't know, what do you want me to do, FBI?
They
run to Surah, but again, I don't know what would happen. Shmuel was in our door. He's potsking the Shaila. I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question. Dr. Ashi. Dr. Ashi, Tete means separate till we find out. If we don't find out, it'll be a get. Again, Tete means she leaves. That's what it means. Usually, if they were married, it would be with a get. We don't know if they were married here. Rashi. Dr. Ashi, all the way to about fifth white line. Vamidu davar abuyoi, have you bite kinas chakel, investigate the coil, lahamid davar amitasoi, to put it on its emes. If emesu a sheker, find out if the based rumor, the rumor on a basis, is true or false. Vaydi eini, ikwisho davar, then let me know the source. What happens? Why is he interested in finding out the truth? If it's to find out that she was never married to Reuven, but has all in the Batli Kala, Kamina Lavelle. If we find out that it was true, what's that going on? No, that's Vaita the Gemara. Talk to Gemara Vaita. Upligid Rav Huna. And this halacha of Shmuel argues on Rav Huna. Why? Yam Rav Huna. Eishis Ya'ish, Shapashta Yada, Vikibla Kadusha Miachar, a married woman. We know she's married. Shimon's wife goes and accepts Kedushin from Levi publicly. The halacha is Mekudeshes. We say she needs a get from Levi. We don't let her stay married. But we need a get from Levi. Why? She's an Eishes Ish. Because Midrash Hamnuna. The Amar Hamnuna, the Isha Sha'amra Labaila Girashtani, Nemenes. A woman that tells her husband, you divorced me, is believed. A woman that comes and says in front of her husband in Bezin, you divorced me. Where's the get? I don't have it. I lost it. But you divorced me. The halacha is, we believe her. Why? Chazaka, there's a sociological behavior chazaka. Ain isha me'iza b'nei b'fnei b'ayla. A woman would never have the chutzpah, the audacity, to tell her husband, you divorced me. He knows if it's true or not. It's her husband. Women don't say this in front of their husband. And therefore, accepting Kedushin is telling her husband, you divorced me. What? Again, I'm... What?
She said she's
aggressive. Again. Then it's true, then I don't have to believe her. Again, we have no evidence of the garrison. A woman walks in and tells her husband, you divorced me. No married woman would do that in front of her husband, into her husband. And therefore, by doing that, it must be it's true. What? I'm sorry. That's why she's believed. If she's aggressive, she doesn't have to be believed. I can't hear you.
Even one that wants to be separate, finished with her husband, she says she's divorced.
No woman, this is what Rav Muna is saying. No woman lies in front of her husband, lies to tell her husband, you divorced me. This is a behavioral chazaka. Now, not everybody agrees to Rav Muna. Rava happens to argue in a different mesechtas nadarim, in yesterday's daf. Rava argues, and he says, no, it's not true. But this is Rav Muna, and we paskal Rav Muna. So this.
Where does that fit into if we have
Adam
that said that it
wasn't
a divorce?
How can anybody say there wasn't a divorce?
He said a certain time.
She doesn't say nothing. She said you divorced me.
Oh, she didn't say when it was?
Nothing.
You don't ask that?
Nothing. So accepting Kedusha from another man is saying you divorced, telling her first husband you divorced me. And therefore, we need a get from the second husband.
Rabbi, how does that follow? When she's accepting Kedusha from the second man, her first husband is not present. How do we take the one
that she thank you. The Idach, and why? Does not everybody, why would Shmuel disagree with that? He also agrees to Rav Huna. The answer is, Kiyat by Rav Huna Bafanov. He says Rav Huna only says it if you look the husband straight in the eye and say, you divorced me. Shaloi Bafanov Meiza Meiza. He holds it's that a woman would, behind her husband's back, say to people, he divorced me, act as if he divorced her, and that's not a chazaka to believe her. So that's the argument, Harvey. Whether how strong this behavioral chazaka is. And Shmuel agrees to what you said. She's not looking her husband in the eye when she accepts Kedusha from Levi. But Rav Huna says, excuse me, accepting making a chuppah outside in front of the Green Road Synagogue is announcing that the guy divorced her. And Shmuel says she didn't look her husband in the eye and tell him in Bezin. And therefore she's not believed. This is the machlokes. Rashi. Shmuel, who's saying that if we find out that the first one was a good Kedushin, she doesn't need a get from the second one. She looks in his face and says, Girishtani. Aber Kabbalah's Kedushin, the Ravuna, la befonavu. Accepting Kedushin from somebody else is not in front of the husband, le damila Ravuna. Therefore, the lesser Ravuna, Shmuel argues on Ravuna. Okay, so this is what happened. This is why Shmuel said, investigate. The investigation would only prevent that if we find out that Reuven did make a Kedushin, Shmuel would not need a get from the second one. That's what we said. Frek de Gemara. What happens if we never find out? The call came out that she married Shimon. Then Levi went and made a kedushin. We did an investigation to find out whether this call is true or not. If we found out that it's not true, sorry, we can't be mavat to a call. If we found out that it is true, Shmuel says she doesn't need a get from Levi. How about if we can't find out? So what happens now? What happens now? The Kohel said she's Mekadeshes to Shimon. In actuality, we know she accepted a Kedushin from Levi. We have no idea. So what do we do? Amar Ravuna. What? We had a chuppah in public. We had Edom that they saw a Kedushin from Levi. Not a Kohel, Edom. Amar Ravuna Begarish Rishon, Benayse Sheni. Now, she needs a get from Shimon because of the Kohel. Right, and she needs to get it from Levi because Levi married her after the Kohel. Now, what do we do now? So, is this woman again? Levi did kedushin. Can she stay with Levi after Shimon gives her a get? It'll make new kedushin. What happens now? Can Levi give her divorce and she can go to Shimon, who the Kohel says was Mekadesher? Again. The Kohel says Shimon was Mekadesher. We can't establish the veracity of the Kohel. Yeah. It remained the Kohel. Levi, we have Edom that he was Mekadesher. So what are her options now? Now, obviously, one option is both should divorce him and she goes on her own merry way. Amar Rav Huna, Megarish Rishon Benayse Sheni. We let Shimon give her a get because of the Kohel, even though Shimon is screaming, I never married her. Doesn't make a difference. The Kohel said you did. It was a Kohel with a basis, and therefore we make him give a get. And nice and shiny. Levi can marry her. There's no reason Levi can't marry her. Now she's divorced from Shimon. Let Levi marry her. No issur was done. They did a kedusha. Abba Megara Shani, even nice and
shiny. The husband said they weren't married?
Both of them saying they never married. The husband and wife are both saying we never got married. The Kohel says they did. And the Kohel has a basis.
What if the husband says
he did? Again, makes no difference. It's just he makes himself a chuslichus yisura. He just can't marry her relatives ever again because he says he married her. Abu Megarish Shein even nicer Rishalai. We don't let Levi give her a get and she should go to Shimon. What if Shimon says, now I want to marry her? Let Levi give a get, and I'll marry her. Teretz is, people will say it's a Malkus Grushasai. They'll say, the Kohel said you were Mekadesher. Then Levi did Kedushin. So what will people say? That Shimon did Kedushin and did a get. And Levi did Kedushin after Shimon's get. Now, if Levi gives a get and she goes back to Shimon, people will say, he's Malkus Grushasai. So it's Machlokes Tanoim. We're going like the Tana that says that that's us.
That she was married to...
She had Kedushin from Shimon.
Oh, yeah, was it
Kedushin
or...
Kedushin, I said exactly what I said.
But why didn't
Rebbe
say Nesu'in?
Because it didn't say Nesu'in here.
I'm asking, why... Is there a reason why we didn't say Nesu'in also?
Yeah, because Nesu'in would make a problem. Because that means she lived to a married... She was married to Shimon. At least we have a Kohel. She was married to Shimon.
Right.
And she lived with Levi. So it's not so simple that she can stay with Levi.
Shimon denying or agreeing?
They're both denying. But that means nothing. The Kohel was the basis. So that's what Rav Huna said.
So basically, that means that they know names of people who witnessed.
Exactly, but they left out.
So they're gone, yeah.
I will make a great shade even nicer each and lie, My time was for the main amount of the good shots in the Nairis. Rashi? Not Rashi. But when I say Shani, he mutes if he wants to. People will say, nobody knows what happened. The coil was a basis. They'll say, people will say, we need to get to Maybe. That means we're saying Shimon must have divorced her. The coil says Shimon married her. It's a coil with a basis. Levi married her, and Levi's divorcing her. That means, it must have been that Shimon gave a get. This is what people will say. Now he's taking her back. That's what Rav Huna said.
The call with the basis is because people were out of town. What if people died?
Same thing. They went out of town.
Because people out of town might be able to reach
them. It makes no difference. Same thing. It's not going to help to reach them because when I thought they weren't the Vatul Kola, so it doesn't make a difference. No, we let Levi give a get, and we let her marry Shimon. Why? Because Meimar Amri, Ainu Rabbanan B'Kedusha V'Kedusha Toras Havi. Remember, we have no proof that Shimon did Kedusha. People were saying that Shimon did Kedusha. Right? Then Levi did Kedusha. Right? Then people got a get, they should got a get from Levi. So Rav Huna says, listen, she got a get from Levi. People are going to say there was a legitimate Kedushin to Levi. But there had been a legitimate Kedushin to Shimon before. That means Shimon is taking her back after he divorced her and after she married Levi. Rav Shisha Brei Davidi says no. He says not everybody hears about Levi's get. Everybody hears about Levi's Kedushin. But get is not public. And therefore, people will say, you know what happened? They must have checked and found out that Levi's Kedushin was not a good Kedushin. But they didn't hear about the get. They heard that Levi did Kedushin. Then if she marries Shimon, people won't say Shimon divorced her, Levi married her, and Levi divorced her and took her back. People will say they probably figured out that Levi's Kedushin wasn't the Kedushin, so she went back to her first husband, which is legal.
They would worry about the get.
What? Rav Huna says we are, and Rav Shisha Brei Davidi is not worried about it. Rashi? Look, Rashi. I need to be Rabbanan B'Kedusha Sheini V'Lav Kedusha Nidam B'Zei Shoshim Kedashas L'Rishin. V'Lo Yad Yayim V'Shagir Shetchila. Shakol L'Yadu Shetchnu M'Sheini. Meaning, people will say, we found out that Reuben really had a good Kedusha, therefore we don't need a get from Shimon. I mean, Shimon was a good Kedusha. We didn't need a get from Levi. It was a mistake. And therefore, she went back to Shimon, who she was really married to. People won't hear that we needed a get from Levi, which is a big chiddush of Shisha Brei Davidi saying. Because usually people hear about these things. And he's saying, don't worry about it. Again, it's only a rumor that she married Shimon. We don't know for sure. It's a substantial basis of a rumor. But all it is a rumor. It's a chumrah that we're machmer, that we take that rumor very seriously. Enough so that we make Levi divorce her. Now, to say that when she goes back to Shimon, people will say, Magzikushasa, we don't go so far. We don't say that. Now gets to the next case. Again, this is what he's saying. I'm just reading Rashi. Shakol lo yadu get between the Mishani. This is what Rashi says. Again, if it makes sense, I'm glad you agree.
Last time, people
don't even know where you give a get to. I don't know. There's a Gemara elsewhere that says that people spread a get. Not so simple, because the woman wants people to know she's free to get married. Not so simple. Zog to Gemara Baiter. Next case. Yotza le'koyel mizeh. A koyel went out that she married Shimon. A basis. We didn't know that she married Levi. A new coil went out with basis that she married Levi. So now we have a coil she married Shimon. We have a coil she married Levi. Right.
Do we have the order?
Shimon first, Levi second. Now, what can she do? Shimon has to give a get. Can Levi marry her? Can Levi give a get and go back to Shimon? We don't know that she married Levi. This is a step under the last case when we have Adam that she married Levi. Here we don't have Edom. She married Levi. It was only a Kohel. So Amar and Papa Abzu Megarish Lishem Reish Shani. Same halacha. We can't let her stay with Shimon because people will say that Shimon married her, divorced her. Levi married her, divorced her. She went back to Shimon because the Kohel, the people, is very strong, and they'll take the fact that she married Levi as an indication that Shimon had divorced her, and now he's taking her back. A Maimer, I'm a Matarister's name. A Maimer says, no, not in this case. Nobody ever knows she married Levi for sure. It's a Kohel. When they see her go back to Shimon, they'll say the Kohel to Levi wasn't true. The Hokus of Matarister's name, and let me just read Rashi. Zok to Rashi, Yatzalak, Kohel, Mizeh, Vakach, Mizeh. Shlokitcha, Sheinu, Befenedu, Kedushay, Taira. We don't have Edom on a biblical Kedushin. El Kohel, Yatzal, Shekidish, Akhar, Arishin. A coil went out that he did kedushin. Abzu megarish rishon boy garish ain't the yisur rishon. We have got the coil of our mahavi. It's not that we know she married Levi. Habahanach nami kedusha sheni. Right, it was only a coil. Chashina the leilim ugirish rishon tchila the kitcha sheni. We shouldn't be afraid that Reuven did the kedushin first and then the second. The achshav chazeres Reuven the rishon kedusha shenis arsa. Mataras l'shneim klaimer. Af megarish rishoni benayisur rishon. And what Rameimer is saying, Avila Rav Huna might have been. Even if you say in the case when we knew Levi married her, that we don't let her go back to Shimon, but since here it's only a Kohel, it's a weaker thing. We don't know she married Levi. It's a Kohel. We take Kohel seriously, but not seriously enough that people will say that she went back to her first husband. Yes, Harvey.
If under Rav Papa's scenario, for example, how can we ask Shimon to give a get if we haven't established there was a marriage? What I mean by that is he's apparently denying that there was a kedushin. How can what is the process of the get that he now, who's denying that there was ever a kedushin, has to issue a get? Isn't there some sheker involved in that? He's asked to issue something. Doesn't it? I forgot the exact text of the get itself. Doesn't it acknowledge the marriage, at least intrinsically?
Again, it doesn't have to acknowledge the marriage. It's saying, if we were married, this is, I mean, again, he's doing it to free her. I mean, you're asking the question, what if Shimon refuses?
And I understand, but isn't he attesting to the factual basis of it? He can do a conditional get saying, if we were married, then this?
No, he doesn't do that. He writes the get as if he were married.
That's what I mean. He's been denying it to the people.
I think you're assuming something that I don't know if it's true.
Probably.
Anybody can write a get to any woman. If they weren't married, it's meaningless. It doesn't have to be true. That's what I'm trying to say. He can write, you're mutter to marry anybody, you're divorced to me, you're separated from me. At worst case scenario, it's just meaningless piece of paper.
So a member would allow a Cohen to marry her? One of the parties saying Cohen?
I don't know. For Mahzugur Shasta, he's not worried. But for no, not really, because we're demanding the Levi give a get.
Yes.
We're just saying it's, I don't know. The answer is I don't know.
And also, who pays for the get? Whoever's interested in marrying the woman pays for the get, right?
It has to belong to the husband. If he refuses to pay for it, we're going to have to make a collection. The paper has to belong to him. At the end of the day, in most cases in the Gemara, the woman used to pay the cipher for the get. But the Sefer had to give it as a present to the husband. Because if it doesn't belong to him, it's not a good gerush. They made it takana. Husbands didn't want to pay for a get in the time of the Gemara. So women paid the Sefer to write the get. But the problem is, if a woman pays for it, it's not a good get.
Then what do they do?
The Sefer gave the get to the husband as a present. The husband had to instruct him to write the get. The woman can't instruct him to write the get. She can pay for it. She can't instruct him. The husband has to say to Cypher, write a get for my wife, this and this. Send the bill to my wife.
Yeah,
how she get money?
And then the wife has to give it to the husband.
The disciple can do it as an agent. That's like different. Okay. Now, some of the stuff that we're going to learn here today might be a little bit different than we think, but let the Gemara do its thing. Let's not talk halakha l'maisa till tomorrow at 6:40. Beishamai says a person should not divorce his wife unless he finds a dvar erva. Now over here, the Mefarshim explain two levels. If he finds a real snus, then he's mechuyev to divorce his wife. If he finds something that leads him to suspect her, she's not acting appropriately, then it's advisable, but it's not mechuyev. But he's not supposed to divorce his wife for anything less than lewd behavior. Don't. A guy doesn't like his wife. He got angry at her. She uses the credit card too much. Whatever the reason he got angry at her, right, is not a reason that the Torah advises divorce. The Gemara will explain that divorce works. The Gemara is going to ask, what if he did divorce but he wasn't advised to? So the Gemara is going to prove that it works. But the bottom line is, don't divorce. A person should not advised to divorce his wife unless he has a reason that has something to do with erva. If it's a real erva, he's mechuyev. If it's less than an erva, he's advised. The pasuk says, "V'haya kloisim tzefet." The pasuk. Ki yikach ish isha ubay leosneya. V'haya kloisim tzachem be'enav. She doesn't find favor in his eyes, and Beishamai translates it ki to mean because. Why doesn't she find favor in his eyes? Because she found that erva zavar. So therefore he should divorce her. So the advice to divorce a wife is only if there's an erva issue here. Now, if it's a severe erva issue, he's obligated. If it's a lesser erva issue, it's advisable. That's Beishamai Shita. Ever means involving lewd behavior. Which automatically makes a suspicion that there's more going on.
What is
Beishamai Shita? This is why we're going to learn this Gemara. This is why we're learning this Gemara. To find out how everybody learns everything. Well, that's not my reason we're learning the Gemara, but that's what we're going to find out when we learn the Gemara. Even if she burnt his foods. Meaning, now there's a big machlokes reshayin on what it means here. Rashi learns, simply, she burnt, she doesn't cook well. Meaning, he has a reason. Beisul concentrates on the word davar. And they say davar means a reason. Erva or a reason. Either he's an erva or he has another reason. So he can divorce his wife, it's advisable. If something bothers him, like the fact that she's not performing her wifely duties properly, he can divorce her. It's advisable that he divorce her. He's allowed to divorce her. He's not obligated. He's allowed to divorce her, and we don't look askance at him.
What word?
The Gemara is going to say. So let me leave it to the Gemara. And that's the Rashi's job. The Meiri says that it means that she, I forgot to read the Meiri's job. The Rambam learns in Pirush Mishnayos, she's not living his kind of lifestyle. Her midas are not his midas. She's undermining his way of life. Nothing erva involved. She's some. She's cheap. She's this. She's that. She's hurting his way of life. That's how the Rambam learns. I forgot what the Meiri said. They probably say it in the bottom of our scroll. The Meiri is chatting the Dichot Tavshilai. I forgot already. Flipped my mind. Rabbi Kiva Imer. Shenamar kimatsa ba ervas davar. Rabbi Kiva Imer filu matzach eres noy meno. No reason. Nothing against her. You found another one that's nicer. That's more beautiful. Shenamar, as long as she doesn't find favor in your eyes. If you find another woman that's nicer, more beautiful, and you'd like to marry her, automatically your wife is not finding favor in your eyes. Now what does he do with kimatsa ba ervas davar? Find out. That's why we're learning the Gemara. Rashi. Higdicha sarfa oyadei ar ibn melach. It can be done either by burning the food or over-salting the food. Fire burnt in my nostrils. Erva's Dover, the Beisil Mashmalu, Oy Erva, Oy Shard Dvar Sirchlein. They split the word Erva's Dover, either in Erva or any other thing that bothers him. Rabbi Kiva, I'm Rafael Loy Matsaba, Loy Erva, Loy Dover. Does he bring the Miri on the bottom?
Was the divorce rate very high back then?
Not as high as today. Not as high as today. I don't think we ever had divorce rates like they have today. Because today, so the, again, the belt says shot in Rabbi Kiva. If another woman catches your eye, then something's wrong with your marriage.
I don't see, you saw the
other being redeemed. I said it, he didn't. That's what they say. If a person's really married to his wife and he loves his wife, he wouldn't be looking at other women to see how beautiful they are. If another woman's catching his eye and it's bothering him, that means there's something's wrong with the marriage. That's how they say Pshat Rabbi Kiva. I don't know.
What's wrong with him?
What?
What's wrong with him? Her.
Again, if she burns the food, it's also him. You know what I mean?
I understand saying this. Haven't we said in the past that people got married for convenience or for whatever reason, love is something relatively new in a marriage?
I don't know. Tara says, Vayaveha, I don't know. I don't think love is new in a marriage. I disagree with that. I think people had more to worry about and therefore, you know, they didn't have as much time on their hands and they didn't read any magazines. And everything else about, you know, Madison Avenue wasn't working to try to show you the perfect woman, and therefore they found their wife to be the perfect woman. Whereas today, they're dealing with a lot more distractions. There's technology, there's all kinds of sites, Rahman al-Islam, and that hurts marriages. Oh, does it hurt marriages? Trust me. Husbands wandering off on different sites, and the wife catching them. Not so good for a marriage. Tanya, Amru Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said to Beis Shammai, "But like my name is Dover, how can you ignore the word Dover? Erva's Dover. It says Dover. Amru le Beis Shammai, but like my name is Erva's. Amru le Beis Hillel, and then Erva's le Dover, never Dover. If it would say Erva without the word Dover." Then I would agree with you. Kach nemer davar. V'ilu nemer. And if you would only say davar, v'lei nemer ervas, right? Because that's the kasha beisil. Just say davar. Maybe if there's any chash on lewd behavior, or even znus, maybe that bans her from ever marrying a other Jewish man. To tell me, no, even if there's Erbas, she can marry a second man. So the question is, so Beisil says, Erba by itself would have told us Erba. Why didn't it say Dover to say anything else? If it says anything else, why do I need Erbas? Which is what Bishamah's kasha was. There it is, to tell me, even with Erbas, she's allowed to marry a second man.
What does that mean? She marries someone else?
After he divorces her,
right.
She can marry somebody else.
I would have thought what?
That once a woman is a lewd behavior woman, we say you can't marry any man.
Wait. She divorced?
Yeah.
Okay.
But she's a Zaina. She's a bad lady. He found an Erva. Let's say Shimon's wife is Mizana. So Shimon divorces her. I would think maybe Levi's not allowed to marry her. Here's a woman that violated Aishas Ish. Therefore, the Torah says, even ever, somebody else can come and marry her. The next pasuk says, and a second husband marries her.
Why can't it be even Erva? It's not a chiyuv.
It is. Well, who says it's not? If it's an Erva, it is a chiyuv.
I thought Rebbe said that.
I said erva includes two things. Real erva and suspected erva.
Right, if he's suspected.
Again, if dover is not a chiv, if he's allowed to marry her for anything, if he can divorce her for anything that he wants to, even if she burns his food, why do I need a pasuk to tell me he can divorce her for erva?
Why?
Yeah.
If the teacher be finished.
The what?
That even Erva, I don't have to.
Where do you see that?
I don't I just said this.
Doesn't say it in the pasuk.
Besides that,
Rashi. Dr. Hashim should dover to not say, I just may buy them if they dover, limit me erva. Who the Kamer Rachmanum will tell us to not salakar? That's what you can marry somebody else. Consider the Hysel and Shachar. I'm a Yaitis which I'm erva to ask you a lakoil. Frank the Gemara, who be Shammai, I dover my up delay. The Chayra be so has a good time to be Shammai. Let it just say Kimbatsa by erva. Why does it have to say erva dover? So be Shammai, and then I can't dover. Venema lahalon dover apishnayim edim aishloish edim shnei edim apishloish edim yakum dover. It says by money that you need two witnesses or three. Ma'al lahalon bishnei edim avkam bishnei edim to tell us the dover shabarva needs two edim. To say something is kosher and treif, we rely on one aid. To say somebody to his wife was mizana, we need two edim. How do I know that? From the word dover. Where do you see from the word dover? Gzei Rishava. So I need dover for Gzei Rishava. That in order for a woman, person to tell a woman, a man, that your wife was mizana, you need two edim. One aid's not believed.
Because
by Esther, she's believed. If a man comes in and tells you this is treif, he's believed. Eidechon nemen bisurim. So maybe he's able to tell that the woman was mizana.
When a person says this is usur, it's chadika di sura. Is everyone else also?
Yeah, eidechon nemen bisurim. If somebody comes in and says, by the way, that's treif, you can't eat it.
Okay,
if you say something is treif, even though it might not be true, you made it chaticha di surah. You say it to yourself. Chaticha di surah means even if you're not believed, but for yourself you believe.
Why wouldn't I be believed?
There's two edim that say it's kosher. You say it's treif.
Oh, okay.
Rashi? Yes.
Why does Beis Hillel have to say this? You have to have eight in forever. And this one, didn't Beis Hillel say you can divorce for anything?
This is Beis Hillel. I don't know where you got Beis Hillel.
All right. I'm sorry.
Frank Digamara Beis Hillel, what's Beis Hillel's response? Lechara Beis Hillel is right. You need it for Gzei Rishava. And for the Gemara, Miksiv Erva Bedavar. If you were right, it would say Erva Bedavar, and Erva proven by two witnesses. Beishamai makes it oy erva oy davar. Beisil, if you're right, it just said oy. Beisil's hachik siv erva's davar, the mashmahachi mashmahachi. So Beisil says that's why we get two things out of the word davar. But in fact, it doesn't say oy erva oy davar, tells me that erva needs davar, needs to aid him. And the fact that it doesn't say bid davar tells me that davar means something else as well. So we get two meanings out of the word davar. He's maskim that we learned in Gzeirah Shava, but he also says, from the fact that it doesn't say bidavar, to tell me that it tells me you can divorce it for other reasons as well.
Why doesn't it say bidavar? Oh,
because
you need... Why
doesn't
it say bidavar?
That's Beisil's kashem Beishamah.
No, Beishamah says it should say bidavar.
That's Beisil's kashem Beishamah, Beishamah is saying.
Right.
Then says Beisil wants you to use davar together with erva and to use it separately. If it said erva bedavar, it would have been one thing. If it would have said erva oidavar, it would have been two things. Erva zavar, davar can be used together and can be used separate. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, I've come to eight. Hi, b'sham oidavar, my avdalay, the krav, the pasik, davka be'erva l'chudai, even can't erva bedavar me by like when erva beid. That's what Mishael said. I've come to eight the brurim, ain't in the sarasol, b'sham erva, ala be'ed is brurim. It has to be clear. Mishael, the arachin, oidavar, mafkish, le'ed is. We need it for Aedis. Miksiv erva bedavar, the mashma, the basal, but erva be'edim burim, does it say bedavar? Ubeisil, nami vade mi boy le'lochi. They need it for to aid him also. The loit inyan kaifu lahitzi, to force him. The loit kafinu le'lochi, tell him Aedis bura. We don't force a divorce unless we have to aid him. Mil lahitzi, ksiv erva stavar, like siv erva bedavar. Like siv nami oi erva oi davar, it doesn't say both. The lidrashim etavayu should have two drashes. The mishtame erva oidavar, mishmashmanami erva bedavar. You can learn two things out of it. Zogt the Gemara
Vayit. All these things are just are Eitz HaTova, right?
Not if it's a real erva.
No, but
besides that, it's an Eitz HaTova. Right, correct. If it bothers the guy, in that way, I can't even say according to me, so it's an Eitz HaTova to divorce your wife if she's burns the food. But it's sanctioned. The Torah allows it. The Torah does not view it in a bad. According to Beis Shammai, if you divorce your wife for any other reason than lewd behavior, the Torah says it's not a nice thing to do. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's chal, but it's wrong. You did a wrong thing. The Torah doesn't advise you to divorce her. You're doing wrong. And Beis Hillel says the Torah allowed it.
How does Beis Hillel stand
with the idea that if you divorce your first wife,
the
Mizbeach
cries?
Again, that's not halacha. By the way, the Gemara is right here. Coming up. A Mizbeach cry. Why does the Mizbeach cry? Because Adam Rishon was created from Ofer Tachas HaMizbeach. That means man came from the offer under the Mizbeach, and Adam was created, him and Chava together, and then they were separated. So couples come from offer Tachas and Mizbeach. And when a person divorces his first wife, he's ripping what was created together under the Mizbeach. So the Mizbeach cries. I once saw that pshat, but I don't know where it's
from. Why were they separated?
Why did Hashem separate a Chava? That's a Chumash question for Rabbi Cohen, the authority on Chumash. On Parshas Bereishis. I know the Pasuk says, when Taiva Yaisad Mavada, Yasuo Isaac and Egdai. Pasuk says, Hashem said it's not good to be alone.
Right, but they were together.
But Hashem said it wasn't good.
So they weren't good, they weren't, when they were together, they weren't together.
It was missing something. They were there, but it was missing something.
Why would the Mizbeach be crying then? That was
Again, that's fine. But what if Adam would have divorced Chava?
But he didn't.
Again, but if any husband divorces his wife, he's ripping the two parts that are supposed to be together.
That part I understand.
That's all I said. Now, think of my writer. The Bekiva Ayim Avila Matzah Cheres Nicer. Now, where does the Bekiva get that from? It says, oil of Simsa, but right afterwards it says, Kimotso by Ervis Dover. So the Gemara, what is Rebbe Kiva arguing on Beis Shammai Bisov with the Rish Lakish? It has to do with Rish Lakish. The Amar Rish Lakish. Ki, Mishamesh, Bedalad, Lashinus. Ki can mean one of four things. The word ki. It can mean e, if. It can mean Dilma, perhaps. It can mean Ella, but, and it can be hard to hard because.
When?
All that would be in Rashi. You see that Rashi? The Rashi goes half the page.
I think, honestly, Rebbe, by how it means, I think tomorrow and see him, you should do the whole Rashi.
Thank you very much. I love your ideas. In fact, I'll be mechabed you to read the Rashi.
I'm serious. I really feel it.
There's a laws out there that we don't do Rashi. Why isn't she finding favor in his eyes? Ki means because. Rebbe Kiva Sever, ki matzah b'arvus davar means inami matzah b'arvus davar. Either she doesn't find, or. Now the question is, or wasn't one of those first words. That's why Rashi has whole arichas, how or fits into everything else. Rashi. Beis Shammai says, because.
Right.
And Beis Hillel says, or.
If Rebbe does this whole Rashi tomorrow,
it means or. Now the question is, how does that fit into one of the four words? That's why we have a whole Rashi. I'm sorry? I'm sorry I interrupted you with the answer. Look, Rashi. Ki mishamish v'arvel l'shaynis. The Mokum Arba L'Shayna Salolo Nichtav Ki B'Tayra. The Torah will use the word key for any of these four things. The Mokum Im, if. The Mokum Pen, perhaps. The Mokum Ela, but. The Mokum Asher, which means that. The Mokum Im, now Rashi gives examples. Come on. Ki Yimatze B'Kerbacha. If you will find amongst you. Ki Yikare. If you will find a bird nest. Ki Sirach Amar. If you see the donkey of your friend. Ki Simcha. If you meet. Kul Mashma L'Kshiyera. When it happens. Im Yeh Kach V'Kach. Kach. The Chayin Rubam.
If and when
is the same
thing.
If and when is the same thing, correct.
When you find
out. Which means if. The Chayin Rubam. The Mokum Ella. I don't know what he means by Chayin Rubam, but Mokum. No, I'm sorry, the Chayin Rubam, period. Most of the time, he means if and when. The Mokum Ella also can be used, but Listar Davar Amar L'Mayla. To take apart what was just said, to contradict. No, but you did laugh, right? When Sarah denied that she laughed. It's Ella, but. Don't close your hand. But you should open your hand to the poor. Ella, and they told Light, we're not coming into your house. We're not going to your house. The Chayin Harbe, period. So that's the second translation. So it actually doesn't go in the order of the Gemara. First, it can mean if and when, or it can mean but. But means no, not the way you said, but this way. An exclusion to the statement said before. The Chayin Harbe Mokum Pen. Many times it's used, perhaps, ki saimar bovavcha, if you say in your heart, now I just said if, perhaps you will say in your heart, vaisira mehem, perhaps you will say, I'm afraid of the goyim, Sabda Taira, don't be afraid of them. Einati yachum mefarish beloshin im, it can't mean if, im saimar bovavcha leisira mehem, then it would mean, if you say it, then don't worry. It's not true. Don't worry even if you don't say it. It's not if you say it, that makes you not worry. You shouldn't worry anyway. So it's, perhaps you will say that you're
that
scared.
Sounds like if.
No, perhaps means maybe.
The negative is less.
Less, right, less. I like that word, less. Laisirimem. Hom laisirimem. Ain't zenochem. Loi vashin ella doesn't mean but. Avon nidrishu beloshin pen. Loimer. Shaloi tremer kei. Pen says, don't say it. Because there's no reason to say it. It's like a question. Are you going to say this in your heart? Why should we chase him? Meaning, perhaps you'll say that. I don't know where that pasuk is. Don't say it in your heart. If even lest you say, these are all psukim and navi, I guess. Kulam the Russian Belashan Tema. Like, are you gonna say this? Don't. Like it's a question, like, you gonna say this? Don't say it. Ukhsaiv Pirish Mlamdecha pen time and claim. The end of the pasuk, say pasuk it's supposed to be, teaches you, perhaps you will say this, we will continue this Rashi tomorrow, and we'll figure out how Rabbi Akiva fits in, and Emir Tishem tomorrow, we should get close enough to finish medicine.